The Teacher's Work, November 21, 1901. Teachers are to be laborers together with God. They are to be lights in the world, revealing the gracious attributes of the Redeemer's life. To every teacher is given the sacred privilege of representing Christ, and as teachers strive to do this, they may cherish the reassuring conviction that the Savior is close beside them, giving them words to speak for Him, leading them to see ways in which they can show forth His excellence. Teachers will meet with many trials. Discouragements will press upon them as they see that their work is not always appreciated by the students. Satan will strive to afflict them with bodily infirmities, hoping to lead them to murmur against God, to close their eyes to His goodness, His mercy, His love, and the exceeding weight of glory that awaits the overcomer. Let teachers remember that God is leading them to more perfect confidence in Him. His eye is ever upon them, and if in their perplexity they will look to Him in faith, He will bring them from the furnace of trial, refined and purified as gold tried in the fire. He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13, verse 5. He permits trial to come on them to draw them nearer to Him. He is always ready to deliver those who trust in Him. Let the hard-pressed, sorely tried ones say, "Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him." Job 13, verse 15. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3, verse 17, 18.